your fears are of the past and the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have nothing to do with the same room you're sitting in on a beautiful day right now. So the truth is, it's not metaphor. It's not a metaphor. It's not abstract. It's not. This is not airy fairy. Doggone it, your past is not in this room. Now, what's airy fairy is us sitting up and pretending like something that's not happening is. That's airy fairy. It's never airy fairy if you're dealing with reality. And if you're dealing with reality, you have to admit that your 14-year-old self ain't in this room. And what your father did to you when you was 10 ain't in this room. What you did this morning, thank God, ain't in this room. Okay. You with me? The Course in Miracles is a teaching that if you're open to it, you can see the truth of it immediately. It's no like having to wait a long time in the future. You can see the truth of what I'm saying right now just by opening your eyes. And you'll see your past is not in this room. And that what you feel guilty about didn't happen in this room right now. And what happened to you in your childhood isn't happening in this room right now. So where is it?
In your mind.
In your mind. So that's the same as having the cover over your head. Because you're looking at something that ain't happening. Mm-hmm. That's having your cover over your head. Mm-hmm. Okay? I had a miraculous healing in a relationship. And the biggest challenge in the relationship is for us to continue to remind ourselves that we are not them, the people we were. Mm-hmm. And we literally set that as a goal. To stay in the present means I cannot use my past reactions to you to judge you right now, and I cannot use my past experiences of you to judge you right now. The only way that I can see how to deal with you right now is to be with who you are right now. And who you are right now is however you're treating me right now. And if no matter how you treated me in the past, you're treating me really cool right now, that's the reality of who you are right now, and now I'm with you. Mm. But if I'm with you thinking about what you did, I'm not with you. I'm with someone who isn't there. And then I wonder why I don't have relationships. But if you don't remember what they did to you in the past, they could do it to you again. Only if you haven't changed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that hurt.
Wasn't that low down?
Oh, that hurt.
I need to play some music, man. That don't. That's the way the chorus sounds to a lot of people. Y'all know that's the truth. I'll be up here talking and you know you had those moments with the chorus, right? Well, I'm talking and I'm trying to go gym. Now mad or something. What the hell are you laughing about? I don't even know what he's saying. The chorus says this is a language. And the experience that you're having with this language, it's the same experience you would be having if you were a child listening to your parents talk above you and you in the crib. Their speaking word will one day be your native tongue. But right now, you're a little baby, what the heck? What are they saying? And then and after a while, it'll become the way you're communicating with everybody around you. That's exactly what is happening right now.
Wow.
Yay. You're hearing what appears to be a strange language, and every now and then the sons will get through, and you are the Holy Spirit. You're innocent. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then the sentence or two gets through. Because you're just learning this new language. This language produces a culture.
That's good.
And a society of people that use this language. So you're going to be around people who speak. Oh, what you just did is a call for love and a call for help. Mm. Oh, you're very powerful and very innocent and very beautiful. oh, I see your safety is my safety, and the way I see you is the way I see myself. See, that's another language. Totally. And don't you want to hang out with people that speak that language?
Yes.
Woo! So we're learning a language. Because whether or not this is true, or whether or not it came from Jesus, or how it was channeled, or nothing else about it is important to me. I never have been interested in the history of the Course in Miracles and how it came about. That was the least thing that was interesting to me. All I wanted to do was practice it. Because if somebody can make something up like this, I still want to be like that man.
I don't care. Helen Roth made this up. Good for you, Helen.
Could be this loving that it said I can be loved and helped no matter what I think about myself. I want to hang out with that kind of man.
Yeah.
See, so I don't care where the quit came from. If it's love, who cares?
Sure.
Who cares? How could I lose from believing this? Who cares? How could I be hurt? So now, help is here. That's a good one, isn't it? That's like a mantra. Help is here. Help is here. Help is here. Help is here. And then you just emphasize, help is here. Help is here. See, help is here.
If you haven't signed it, please sign it. You're mailing this.
I got about 5 places left for the seminar. If you want to do it, I mean, it's more names than that, but I'm just saying there's 5 spaces left. So if you really want to do it, because it's the first people that are paid or who really committed and let me know for real, none of the no-show stuff, then we can still do it. But I'm so looking forward to spending a whole day getting 26 years worth of session with this book kind of off. And so I can save people who are open to it so much freaking time, because you can benefit from every moment I've ever studied this. You can get all the benefits of it the same as me without having to study it like me. Would you be willing?
Yeah.
Would you be willing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't stutter.
You weren't the only one in here.
No, you
say
it to say it then.
Okay. Did you see that? Yeah, everything that happened under the covers ain't bad, you know what I'm saying? But it sure is where the fear is located.
Oh, he's the best.
Oh, God. And I'm going to talk about sex on Saturday. It's ridiculous. Okay. This is what you do. See, I go slow like that so we can have a chance to digest. No need to rush. Learn to be quiet in the midst of turmoil. When you're in the middle of turmoil, when you are in the midst of turmoil, when you're in the middle of turmoil, be quiet. I'm mad at you, Judy. Learn to be quiet in the midst of anger. Learn to be quiet. Oh, but you shouldn't. You tell when you say, shouldn't you say exactly what you feel in the moment? Be quiet in the midst of turmoil. Regroup, let go of some of the turmoil, then speak. It said be quiet in the midst of turmoil, and it said be quiet forever.
Because when you speak in the middle of turmoil is when you're most likely to say something you will truly regret.
Yep. Did it Friday.
See what I'm saying?